Klaus looked, and even Violet managed to focus enough to look down where Sunny was pointing. Down the staircase, just past the next landing, was a flickering orange glow, as if the sun was rising out of the hospital basement, and a few wisps of dark black smoke were curling up the staircase like the tentacles of some ghostly animal. It was an eerie sight that had haunted the Baudelaires in their dreams ever since that fateful day at the beach when all their trouble began. For a moment, the three children were unable to do anything but stare down at the orange glow and the tentacles of smoke and think about all they had lost because of what they were looking at.
"Fire,"
Violet said faintly.
"Yes," Klaus said. "It's spreading up this staircase. We've got to turn and go back upstairs."
From upstairs, the Baudelaires listened to the associate roar again and heard the bearded volunteer reply.
"We'll help you capture them," he said. "Lead the way, sir. Or is it madam? I can't tell."
"No, up," Sunny said.
"I know," Klaus said. "We can't go up the stairs and we can't go down. We have to go into the ward for people with nasty rashes." Having made this rash decision, Klaus turned the gurney and wheeled it through the door, just as Mattathias's voice came through on the intercom.
"This is Mattathias, the head of human resources," he said hurriedly. "All associates of Dr. Flacutono continue to search for the children. Everyone else, gather in front of the hospital. Either we will catch the murderers as they escape, or they'll be burned to a crisp."
The children rolled into the ward for people with nasty rashes and saw that Mattathias was right. The gurney was racing down a hallway, and the children could see another orange glow at the far end of it. The children heard another roar behind them as the overweight associate lumbered down the stairs. The siblings were trapped in the middle of a hallway that led only to a fiery death or to Olaf's clutches. Klaus leaned down and stopped the gurney.
"We'd better hide," he said, jumping to the floor. "It's too dangerous to be rolling around like this."
"Where?"
Sunny asked, as Klaus helped her down.
"Someplace close by,"
Klaus said, grabbing Violet's arm.
"The anaesthesia is still wearing off, so Violet can't walk too far."
"I'll try,"
Violet murmured, stepping unsteadily off the gurney and leaning on Klaus. The children looked around and saw that the nearest door was marked Supply Closet.
"Clean up?"
Sunny asked.
"I guess so,"
Klaus said doubtfully, opening the door with one hand while balancing Violet with the other.
"I don't know what we can do in a supply closet, but at least it'll hide us for a few moments."
Klaus and Sunny helped their sister through the door and locked it behind them. Except for a small window in the corner, the closet looked identical to the one where Klaus and Sunny had hidden to decipher the anagram in the patient list. It was a small room, with only one flickering light bulb hanging from the ceiling, and there were a row of white medical coats hanging from hooks, a rusty sink, huge cans of alphabet soup, and small boxes of rubber bands. But as the two younger Baudelaires looked at these supplies, they did not look like devices for translating anagrams and impersonating medical professionals. Klaus and Sunny looked at all these objects, and then at their older sister. To their relief, Violet's face was a bit less pale, and her eyes were a bit less confused, which was a very good sign. The eldest Baudelaire needed to be as awake as she could be, because the items in the closet were looking less and less like supplies, and more like materials for an invention.